Right now, we're going to talk about this. What was, I think, described, and rightfully so, as one of the games of the year at the MCG yesterday between Essendon and Sydney. It was a good throwback. 16 goals to 17. We'd like to see that. Two teams scoring over 100 points. The coach of the Swans joins us, Johnny Longmire. Welcome, Horse.
Hey, guys. Great, Tim.
Great to talk to you, my friend. Gee whiz, logistically, you've had some challenges, but how's it all working out? I guess one of the things that we wanted to know off the top, and a lot of people have been asking us, is the situation with the wives and the partners and the children. Is that going to be resolved this week?
Well, we hope so. We don't know for sure yet. They get out of quarantine on Thursday, late Thursday afternoon. So we're sort of relying upon the powers that be, I guess, to be able to reunite with them. It was interesting when you consider last week, on Saturday, we sort of drove past really the hotel that they were in almost, yeah, 20 minutes away, and then jump on a plane and leave them. So, obviously we'd be keen to catch up with them if we can, hopefully by the end of the week. We'll have to wait and see. There's been nothing locked in just yet.
Yeah, so they travelled up there to do the 14 days so that hopefully they reunite and be together up there. And as we know, the situation is you're now back in Melbourne. So the hope is, and the, I guess you got the fingers crossed, they'll finish the 14 days on Thursday, did you say, and then hopefully they'll be able to come down here to Melbourne?
Yeah, that's what we hope. Everyone's got a different story, I guess, in a playing and staff sense. There's some players and staff, their families are still back in Sydney, and I think it's been about 7 weeks now, but there's a number of people that are doing it pretty tough, yeah, I guess, up in hotel quarantine, and it'd be good to catch up with them, and they'd be looking forward to getting some fresh air.
Hey, John, 4 points aside, did you enjoy that game last night? I got the impression that you were just sitting there on the bench, just enjoying it, going up and down the ground and all those goals being scored.
Oh, yeah, wonderful thing. That's right. you're saying that with a bit of sarcasm.
I've been admiring your coaching over the years and how you shut down Essendon every time they got a run on over the years. And then yesterday, for whatever reason, it was an open, free-flowing game of football that was terribly enjoying for anybody sitting there watching it. But I just wonder, from a coaching perspective, what was going through your mind?
We like to put enormous pressure on the opposition. I mean, we pride ourselves on that and try and make sure that we compete really hard in that aspect. And we've been fantastic at that this year. I think our pressure rating's been through the roof. And so we've been really pleased with that. And that was down a fair bit yesterday, particularly early in the game. So we were trying to work through some reasons why that was so low and try to get it up. Thought in the third quarter we responded really well. And they were able to kick some goals really at the back end of that third quarter out of the centre bounce. But I thought, it was one of those games that we thought our pressure was a little bit off in that first half. We turned it up in the third quarter when we had to, and sometimes you just got to find a way to win. And our players have been fantastic. This whole process, yeah, our players and staff have been wonderful. So I couldn't be more pleased with how they're going.
No, we talk about that often, how the pressure around the ball is so magnificent from the Sydney Swans and how difficult they are to play against. That at halftime, when you're down like that, do you go to your leaders or do you address the whole group? I mean, is it specific to, we saw Luke Parker, he was fantastic in that third quarter in the second half, and Kennedy, those guys that are more experienced around the ball, or is it sort of like something you address holistically with the group?
Oh, they know. We talked about it during the course of the game. And they were, you split your leaders all the time during the course of the game. They've been fantastic for a long time for us, those blokes, and they still are, as far as their ability to be able to turn the momentum and do what they need to do and stand up. And so we spoke about that during the game, and then we just make sure we point out some facts at halftime. They all knew it, and they went about, trying to get it right, and once again the response was pretty good.
Are you enjoying sitting there on the bench? We've seen you probably, I think you've been there all year on the bench watching the game, or maybe early in the season you're up in the box. Are you enjoying it down there on the bench?
Yeah, I've done a bit of both, and so I'll continue to do that for the rest of the year, a bit of both, whatever it needs to be. I think that we were due to play the Ballarat a few weeks ago until it was changed the last minute. That might have been one that I was planning on getting up the box, but up in the Gold Coast, it's been all right.
How is your tan going?
Yeah, well, it was interesting. It's been an interesting challenge for the pack to close, because you come to Melbourne, you pack a jacket, then you go to Gold Coast and you don't need a jacket. I was going to send it back to Sydney, and then all of a sudden I need a jacket again. So it's a little bit different.
You're a sharp dresser too. I saw you. No, I saw him in a country road there one day, and gee whiz, did he have a handful of clothes that day.
I'm not as good as you, mate. I'm not as good as you. You certainly knew the first name of every shop attendant there. So.
Hey, with Johnny Longmire, the coach of the Swans, you kicked 17-7, you kicked 13-2 after half-time. What accuracy is... It's, I think it's getting more and more discussion, as it should, in terms of determining where sides can finish and how important it is. What was it easier shots, better spots you're taking them from, or what was the secret?
Usually it gets down to where you take the shots from, Gaz. I mean, that has a large say in, obviously, conversion. I don't think that was necessarily the case yesterday. I just think we're able to hit the scoreboard. I mean, Paps was fantastic. Those guys were able to kick the big goals when it mattered. So I think it was just, we were able to hit the scoreboard in that second half pretty well, which is good.
Callum Mills just sits in the hotel room, sits on the balcony, sunning himself for a couple of weeks and comes out and looks like he hasn't missed a beat. That's a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, needed a bit of sun, Millsy, he and Harry Cunningham, to be able to spend a couple of weeks in quarantine and come out and perform the way they did, both of them, I thought was fantastic. They're in our leadership group, and it was good to see them play the way they did. They're quality players.
Are you expecting, COVID has thrown all sorts of curveballs at everybody, are you expecting to get back and living in Sydney at all for the rest of this season, or have you actually got the mindset now that you're going to probably be on the road for the rest of this footy season?
We don't know for sure what's going on in any given week at the moment. The abnormal preparations become the normal for us. Yeah. But I think we'd have to say, look, it's unlikely we're going to get back to Sydney. I think that's reasonably obvious to be able to call that. So we've just got to make sure that we do whatever we do to keep the players going, keep them up, our staff, making sure that we support our families, whether they're back in hotel quarantine or they're back in Sydney, as much as we can. And that's what we're doing, as much as we can as a footy club.
Gary would like to adopt a couple of players, some home cooking and some sort of normal surroundings.
I already have got.
He does a magnificent three-shank soup. Do you think some of the players would enjoy sort of like a home-cooked meal in the next few weeks?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Is that down at the farm, is it?
Oh, well, we can go down there at any stage. Horse, speaking of that, you've had some time on your hands. I recommended a very good show for you to go and watch. Did you get onto Clarkson's farm?
Not yet. It's been a bit. I haven't had much time to be sitting down watching the TV at the moment. I will, though, Gaz. I'll try and get some time to sit back and watch it.
Before the finals, because it'll clear your mind and set you up. Speaking of Clarkson, have you watched that whole situation unfold with a degree of interest, or is it you're just thankful there's no drama at your club like that?
No, I'll keep my nose out of that. Clarko's obviously a friend of mine, and he can still coach, I know that. So good on him. I hope he goes well.
Everyone knows that you're off the land, and you know that Gary and I often talk about the land and tractors and things like that. Can you settle the argument, tractor wise? What should we have parked in the shed?
Well, there's only one answer to that, Tim. It's a green one, a John Deere.
Horse, let me just say this, right?
I knew you'd say
that. I accept that, and I accept that you're a much more serious farmer than both of us. I have a Kubota. Yeah. At least we've got tractors. Tim's not allowed to have one.
He hasn't even got a tractor.
Too dangerous.
He might have one of those little pedal ones.
I'm going to buy a John Deere one for my grandchildren.
We're always great to talk to you. You're great to us here at SEN, and we love what the Sydney Swans are doing. It has been fantastic. They're going to play a big, big part in the season ahead, and hopefully we can have a chat again before the finals get here.
Good on you. Thanks, boys.
Hey, John.
There's big Horsey Longmire there who's a serious. I had a good chat with him. He's a serious farmer. Not so much him. I think his brother runs a farm.
Right. You've been talking to him from the wireless.
No, he was in at Fox. He was doing the 360 there. So we had a farming chat. Just talked a bit of cattle and wheat.